ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆನ್ ದ ಒಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಲಿ ದೈತ್ಯರಾಜ್ ಪೂಜಾ, ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಇವನ್ ಯುನೀಕ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಎಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ 12 ಮಹಾಜನಸ್, 12 ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಡಿನರಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪ್ಲರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ as regards the 9 limbs of devotional service. So to be present in both these illustrious lists, there are not many people like that. Prahlad, of course, is another person who exemplifies smaranam and who is also a mahajan, but there are not many like that. So Bali Maharaj is the person who exemplifies atmanivedanam. Now the pastime of Bali Maharaj, which is described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is quite mysterious. Now Bali Maharaj makes his appearance from the 6th chapter in the 8th canto, and there he seems to act like a typical demon. He's a principal demon. When Indra comes to seek armistice, peace agreement, other demons want to attack the defenseless Indra, but Bali Maharaj says, no, we have to follow principles. And then they together do the churning of the milk ocean. And then after that, when Devatas get the nectar because of the trick of Mohini Murti, demons start attacking again. There's a fierce fight in which Bali Maharaj is unstoppable till Indra's thunderbolt fells and almost kills him. Then, by the arrangement of Shukracharya, he is revived and he serves Shukracharya very faithfully. And then he conquers Indra. And then after that, Vamandev appears as a result of the prayers, especially of his mother Aditi, the austerity she performs as per the direction of her husband Kashyapa, leads to the appearance of this dwarf incarnation. And then Vamana comes to beg charity from Bali Maharaj. So till this point, Bali Maharaj is acting like a demon. Now, in Vedic culture, even the demons are religious. They may not be devotional, but they are religious. Religious in what sense? They also believe in the power of the, in the truth of the Vedas and the power of the sacrifices. That's why even Bali Maharaj performs sacrifices, respects Shukracharya, and tries to increase his power by giving charity, daan. So the, so when this Brahmana comes, at that time Bali Maharaj is ready to give charity to him, and whatever charity he wants. And then Shukracharya recognizes this is Vishnu. Don't give charity. So now just think about this. Bali Maharaj, you know, he was practically dead. And he was given back life by Shukracharya. After that, it was by Shukracharya's guidance under which he performed yajnas. By that, he was able to conquer Indra. And it is by Shukracharya's guidance that he has the power through yajna to rule the whole universe. So everything that he has, Bali Maharaj, that has come by the grace of Shukracharya. So to reject the counsel of Shukracharya is the greatest suicidal danger that one can court. To defy and disobey a Brahmana itself is dangerous. But to defy and disobey a Brahmana who has given everything to one, that is even more dangerous. And yet Bali Maharaj does it. For what sake? For the sake of the Supreme Lord. So generally, Bali Maharaj surrender atmanivedanam, as it said. That is talked about how when Lord Vamana asked for 3 steps, so with 2 steps, Bali Vamana covered the whole universe. And then the 3rd step, Bali Maharaj said, please take my head. And the Lord put his foot on his head. So his surrender is often considered to be putting, offering even his own head, offering his own body, everything to the Lord. That is true, that is surrender. But equally, if not more important, is the fact that Bali Maharaj was ready to sacrifice the best of this world for the sake of the best beyond this world. The best of this world is dharma and the power that comes by following Brahmanical dharma. So he followed Brahmanas and through that he gained power. But he gave it all up. So not only did he give up martial power and martial prestige in terms of the giving up the kingdom and giving up his own body, but he also gave up obedience to Shukracharya. And that is great renunciation. And how the Bhagavatam describes, and Vishnu Acharya Thakur's commentary explains, how is it that he was able to do it? That how is it that before he was just acting as a power-hungry but pious demon, and suddenly he became a surrendered devotee, he was ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of the Lord. It is because of the connection with Prahlad Maharaj. The seed of devotion was given through Prahlad Maharaj, and the infatuation with wealth had temporarily covered over that seed. But when he got darshan of Vamandeva, at that time, the seed blossomed and the infatuation with wealth fell away. And Bali Maharaj surrendered. So, surrender is what we can learn from Bali Maharaj. Now, we may not have such dramatic situations where we have to give up everything for the sake of the Lord. But every day we face situations where we have to give up small things. You know, our mind likes to think of so many other things, but we give up the pleasure of thinking of those things and think of Krishna, think of the holy name when we are chanting. We give up the small pleasures of this world so that we can serve Krishna better. And this moment-to-moment surrender is extremely important if we want to change the trajectory of our life. We don't have to wait for some dramatic moments of life-changing surrender to occur. Those sort of moments may come, and if we get the intelligence at that time to surrender rightly, that's glorious. But even if those moments don't come, and even if they come, we will be able to tap those moments when we make moment-to-moment surrender. And that is what we can pray to Bali Maharaj for. That by remembering his example, and by meditating for his mercy and for the mercy of the Lord, we too can surrender and offer ourselves to Krishna.